My humble pranams at Bhagwan's lotus feet, most beloved and dearest Bhagwan, respected elders, brothers and sisters. In a few days, we will be celebrating the Guru Purnima festival. Among the major festivals which were celebrated in Prashanti Nilayam, four stand out, and those are Shivaratri, Navaratri, Guru Purnima, and Bhagwan's birthday. There were, of course, other festivals like the Krishna Janmashtami and Ram Navami and Ugadi and the New Year. But these are four festivals for which a large number of devotees used to assemble from all over the world. When Bhagwan declared threw away his books on the 20th of October 1940, he led mankind and taught mankind the way to pray. Manasa Bhajare Guru Charanam. Worship the feet of the Guru who was announcing himself at that time. So Swami reminds us that he is the Guru, the one who will lead us to our destination. Who is a Guru? Swami says, one who is Gunatita and one who is Rupa Varjita. Gunatita is one who transcends the gunas. Every human being is a combination of the sattva, rajas and the tamas gunas. These gunas, the interplay of these gunas determines the nature of the person, and the predominant guna among these, the predominant quality among these decides whether he is a sattvic person, a rajasic person or a tamasic person. But God is someone whose nature you can't fathom. So he is beyond the gunas. And what is Rupa Varjita? Rupa Varjita is one who does not have a form. Or maybe I feel it is not that he does not have a form or is formless, but he is present in every form. So Swami fits into this so beautifully. He is the one whose nature we cannot fathom, and he is the one who is the indweller in all the hearts. This we have seen in a number of occasions. I remember an incident which happened in Kodaikanal in the year 1986 when Swami had taken us. It was for the first time that Swami had taken a group of students to Kodaikanal, and the occasion was the inauguration of the Sai Shruti Mandir. Of course, the Mandir itself was christened only during that visit. Swami chose the name as Sai Shruti on the day he inaugurated the Mandir. Now, we stayed with Swami. We had a very wonderful time staying with Swami in the same house, in the same floor as Swami, upstairs, just next to Swami's room. And there were two of us who Swami would ask us to speak every evening. Invariably, Swami would call both of us, one brother Gopichandran and myself, and he would ask us to speak in the evenings after the bhajan was over outside. Swami would call us inside. There would be a sitting and Swami would ask both of us to speak. Besides us, there were a number of others also who would speak. But two of us invariably Swami would call to speak. Of course, the evening would come to a very beautiful, it would blossom into a very beautiful session with Bhagwan giving a discourse on some point raised by one of the speakers. We were nearing the end of that trip. And a very senior person, a person who had been awarded the Bharat Ratna, Mr. C. Subramaniam. He had been a union minister, he had been a governor of Maharashtra, and he was associated with the Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan. This gentleman had come to Sai Shruti, and Swami called him inside, spoke to him, introduced all of us, asked us to tell him about our research topics, and then asked us to chant Vedam, to sing bhajans, and to play on musical instruments. And finally, when we came for the session inside, Swami just told him, "Subramaniam, my boys can speak extempore. You can choose anyone to speak, and you can give them any topic to speak, and they will do it extempore." Mr. C. Subramaniam first selected Brother Gopichandran and asked him to speak on biotechnology. And he gave an excellent talk on biotechnology. And after his talk was over, Swami said, "You can choose one more boy and give him one more topic." And he pointed to me, Mr. Subramaniam pointed to me and said, "Swami, I want that small boy to speak." And as I got up and took Pad Namaskar, Swami asked him topic, and he said, "Nuclear science." And so I spoke about this for some time. And then after the speech got over, Swami, like a proud mother, asked Mr. Subramaniam how the speech was. And he said that it was, both of us had spoken very well. And after that, he took leave of Bhagwan, took Pad Namaskar and left. And after he left, Swami asked this question. Swami asked, "There are so many of you students here. How is it that among all of you, Subramaniam chose only these students to speak, whom I have been asking to speak in my presence every day?" We were also stunned by that. We had also wondered how he had also chosen both of us to speak. And then Swami said, "Remember this well. I am the indweller in all your hearts. And it is I who make you do all that you do." And that was such a beautiful revelation to us. Because Swami always tells us that the purpose of his mission is to unite mankind. And how would he do this uniting of the entire human family of mankind? Swami said, "The path leading to this would be with work, worship, and wisdom." As he said, karma, bhakti, and jnana. These are the three paths that lead to him. And depending on our tendencies, each chooses one of these. Some people are interested deeply in doing service, in indulging in action. And so karma is the path for them. And then there are others who want to love the Lord, and that is the path for them. Bhakti is the path for them. Devotion is the path for them. And there are others who would use their sharpened and purified intellects to dissect between what is true and what is untrue, what is satya and what is mithya. And for them would be the path of jnana. And what would all these three paths lead to? Swami said, "The purpose of my mission is to unite all mankind by showing that the same divinity resides in all human beings." He said, when they realize that the indwelling God is the same, then all the distinctions of caste, creed, religion, nationality, gender, economic status, all this would just disappear and mankind would be one happy family, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. This was the lesson that Swami has come to teach. And he does this with every instance, in fact, every moment, you know, Swami is a teacher. Once in one of the discourse, Swami said, Naham manushyo nacha deva yakshaha. I am not a man. I am not a deva or an angel. I am not a yaksha. Na brahmachari vani grihastaha. You cannot classify me as one of those brahmachari or vanaprastha or grihastha or one of those classifications. Then Swami said, Aham satya bodhakaha. I have come as the teacher of truth. And this is what he does with every incident, with every instance that he interacts with us. This message is subtly conveyed to us. Let me take you back to the year 1976. In Vrindavan, from the year 1972 onwards, there used to be the summer course in Indian culture and spirituality. We would have students selected from all the states of India who would come and reside in Vrindavan for a full month, one long month. Although the month would never seem long because Swami's discourse was there every evening. And we would be treated to a banquet with dishes from Indian culture by famous people who had spent their entire life pursuing different fields like Veda, Vedanta, Upanishads, Gita, the Prasthanatraya, Ramayana, the scriptures and the Puranas and so on. Every evening, of course, as I said, would be capped with the climax with Bhagwan's discourse, and for one full month we would get Bhagwan's discourse. And so you can imagine how very thrilling it was. At the end of 1 month, it would be quite a rigorous course. And at the end of 1 month, even college students who are not used to so much discipline would start loving this discipline. And there would be tears in the eyes of all the students as they left for their homes. In the year 1976, the Walter Cowan block of the Satya Sai Hostel was getting ready. And so that the building construction would not be delayed, Swami said, this year let us have the summer course in Ooty. Ooty or Ootacamund is a hill resort. And Swami had taken students there in small groups. In fact, practically 3 to 4 times in a year, Swami would take groups of students with him there and give them the wonderful opportunity of being with him for a few days. Now, for this summer course, Swami selected all the students who would be attending this course. And then we went there. This was the month of May, towards the end of May 1976. And we had a very beautiful summer course. Of course, this particular summer course was different from all the others we had had till then, because most of the lecturers in that course, resource persons, were all old students, not necessarily alumni, senior students who were even then studying in the Vrindavan College or the Anantapur College. And in the evening, of course, there would be Bhagwan's discourse and Swami was speaking on the Mahabharata. And this course got over. Towards the end of the course, Swami told us, that spirituality is always practice. It is not just accumulation of knowledge. It is converting of this knowledge into action. And this action, which is for the welfare of society, this is what will lead you to closer to God. And so Swami gave us a discourse on how to do service. And he said we would all go and clean up the market in Ooty. We would go in Nagar Sankirtan. During the discourse, one of the points that Swami said was, how well you clean the market, with the same intensity I will clean your hearts. Now this was too good a bargain, because cleaning a market is easy, but cleaning our hearts, which contain all the debris of so many janmas, the vasanas of so many janmas, would be a Herculean effort if we were to attempt it. And when the Lord offers to do it, naturally, nobody would like to miss this opportunity. So we went in Nagar Sankirtan from the mandir. In fact, Swami used to stay in the British Governor General's house. Earlier, it was the mansion of the British Governor General. The house name was Walthamstow. And that is where we had this course, summer course. So we went to the market. In fact, as we were going in Nagar Sankirtan, Swami even came in his car. We went to the market and took up cleaning the market. We cleaned the market thoroughly. I remember two of us students had taken up cleaning butcher's, the shop, in the place in front of the butcher's shop. The boy who was, the other student who was with me, was a very orthodox Brahmin. And he said, see, this is something that I am not used to. You know, I am a total vegetarian, and therefore this is very hard for me, and therefore I want to take up this, because then naturally my heart will get cleaned even much more. And therefore he had taken up, in fact the person was there at the butcher shop, the shopkeeper told us, sir, please don't clean so much, because people will think that I don't have business. So that was the intensity with which the cleaning was done. And when we came back to the mandir, all of us were very contented, very thrilled. Swami was very happy. And the Ooty municipality passed a resolution thanking the students of the Sri Satya Sai Colleges for the excellent work they had done in cleaning up the markets. And Bhagwan was extremely happy with us. And so the result was, he said the next day he would take us on a picnic to the top of the hill. On the top of the hill, a shed had been built, which was called Sai Darshan. And Swami was to inaugurate that shed. And so we all went up the hill, went there, and Swami spent some time with us. We had some bhajans. Then Swami took some photos. Then Swami also asked us to eat. He made us eat something. And then finally, it was time for us to return to the mandir. And as we were getting ready, Swami suddenly looked at us and said, hey, how many of you are ready to come for a running race? Now, you know, they say, balastavat kridasaktaha. The nature of young people is to indulge in sports or activities, physical activities like that. And therefore, we were all very excited. And who would miss this opportunity to participate in a running race with Swami? So we all said, Swami, we will come. Then Swami said, okay, now whoever comes first, you know, will get a prize from me. And what is the prize? He said, a prize of your choice. You can choose what prize you want. I will give it to you. And so he said, ready, steady. And even as he said, go, Swami got into his car. And even though we were surprised, we did not stop to see that. We quickly ran down the hill. And as we all ran down the hill, about 10 of us were able to reach the portico. Of course, even as we were reaching the portico, we saw Swami's car coming from the other side. But maybe purposely, Swami was coming slowly so that we get the prize. You know, Swami had gone down to the Ooty town, gone for a round and come back so that we would be the winners. And as Swami got down from the car, Swami said, hey boys, good boys, good boys, you won the race. You won the race. And then he asked us, what prize do you want? And we all said, Swami, we want you as the prize. Then Swami said, take me, he said. And we are all very excited when Swami said, today evening, I'll give myself to you. And you know, we were all very intrigued. Swami is going to give himself to us. How is it going to be? And there was a twinkle in Swami's eye as he said this. And then Swami retired. In the evening, we had all assembled in that hall. And Swami came down. And we could see that Swami was very, very excited about something. He asked them to reduce the volume of the microphone. He called us closer. And then he asked us, my dear children, if you have any questions, ask me. And one of the students surprised us by asking this question. He said, Swami, how do we teach a lesson to all these elders? We were all surprised and shocked at his question. And then Swami said, right from the time I was a young lad, I have been teaching humanity. And I will tell you the story of my life, my biography, and how at every instance I taught mankind the right lessons. You know, when I was a student, I taught students how they should live. You know, it was a small village. Puttaparthi was a very small village with hardly a population of 150 people. There was not even a road leading to Puttaparthi. People would have to come to Bukkapatnam. They would have to come to Karnata Nagapalli on the other side of Chitravati, wade through the river, which used to be in spate more than most of the time. And there would be water other times also. And they would have to cross this river and come to this village. I was born in such a small village. I was born in a very small family. And yet, you see that today the entire world comes to Prashanthi Nilayam. I have drawn the entire world to Prashanthi Nilayam. How did I do it? He said, by my conduct. And then Swami narrated to us how even that at that young age, he would bring children close to him and he would teach them the importance of devotion, of discipline, of duty, and how even though he did not have more than a pair of clothes, he would come home, take off these pair of clothes, tie a towel, wash these, and after they dry, to iron these, he said, I would put live embers, coal, you know, into a pot and then iron my clothes so that all the time I was neat and tidy. And then Swami said, this body's father would get a pair of clothes in a year. And there were times because I had to use it all the time for going to school and coming back, it would be torn at places. And I did not have money, you know, even to get it stitched, so I would use a thorn. But at all times, I was neat and tidy. And I didn't want that others should know that I come from a poor family. I would also run in between the classes and cook for my grandfather, serve food for him. I would cook in the morning before going to school, run back, serve food for my grandfather and serve myself. Both of us would eat. Then I would run back the 3 to 4 kilometers back to the school. And Swami said, I was active all the time. And when I would come back from school, there would be a long line of people waiting there because I was very good at making rasam. You know, pepper rasam, Swami said. And these villagers were all waiting because they wanted to drink that pepper rasam. And particularly those who had fever or some illness like that, they would say, Raju, the rasam that you make is so tasty. And you know, it's such a good medicine that we get cured very fast. So please make rasam for us. And I would make rasam for them. And I would teach even the villagers who are not my age, but older than me. I would teach them. I would teach them because it was so important to teach them. There were money lenders who cheat the villagers because they were not literate. And therefore, I would teach them simple things, simple arithmetic and so on. And then Swami narrated his entire life. And then he said how throughout his life, he won the love and the respect of his classmates. And then the time came when he threw away the books and he decided to move into the next phase where now he would have to teach. The stage would now become bigger and mankind would have to be brought and taught. And Swami said how at that point, when Swami was returning to Puttaparthi, he said, all the students wanted to come to Puttaparthi. And so they arranged buses and came to Puttaparthi. And they were all in tears. And Swami said, from those days, youth have been following me. And Swami said, not only then, you know, youth will always follow me. And then Swami did something. He said, you know, all of you have come to me. So your future is very safe in my hand. See, he said. And you know, with wide circles, Swami created a plaque, a silver plaque. And on this silver plaque was a map. On this map, we could see that there were some gems embedded. And Swami said, see, in this plaque, you can see that there are gems. These are places where the Satya Sai centers would come. And one student will be heading these centers, each of these centers. And you know, the names of all these boys who will be heading the centers is also mentioned in this. And so we all said, Swami, Swami, please read it out to us. Please read it out to us. Swami said, no, I will not read it out to you. If any of you want to read it, you can. And so one student went and he saw that on this plaque, there was something written, but it was very small. And to magnify it, he took somebody else's spectacle and magnified it. And he said, Swami, it's in Sanskrit. Swami said, yes, of course, it's in Sanskrit. And Swami said, there are 100 shlokas. In these 100 shlokas are mentioned all that this Sai avatar will reach, all that this Sai avatar will do in this particular avatar. And Swami said, all the great social works that are going to come. You know, this was in the year 1976. But Swami had already planned the super specialty hospitals, the water projects, and of course all this educare, medicare, social care all over the world. You know, what Swami does in Prashanti Nilayam is reflected in a million ways all over the world, where devotees mirror whatever Swami does in Prashanti Nilayam. They do it in their own scale, in their own places. And this is how Swami showed us, Swami told us. And then Swami told us, all of you, just be as you are. You know, in the earlier avatars, Ramakrishna Paramahamsa had one Vivekananda and one Brahmananda. I have so many of you, but you need not take sannyas, he said. You can be as you are, and I will teach you at each point of time what you need to do and how you can change the world. To change the world, you need to change yourself. So this was the beautiful instance that I thought I will mention on this Guru Purnima occasion. Since the time is up, I will stop with this, thanking Swami for this wonderful opportunity to remember him. Jai Sai Ram.